Welcome to Increasing Returns, a podcast by Heller House. At Heller House, we take the concepts of value investing and apply them to the industries of the future. I'm your host, Marcelo Lima. Increasing Returns is for informational purposes only. Heller House most likely holds positions in securities mentioned. I hope you enjoy the episode, and if you like what you hear, follow me on Twitter at Marcelo P. Lima and subscribe to our email list at hellerhs.com.
You don't want to invest in growth companies. You want to invest in companies that are growing their ambition.
That's a line from Atlassian's co-founder, Mike Cannon-Brookes. Every time I watch an Atlassian Investor Day, I think, this is one of the best businesses I've ever seen, and this year's was no different. Atlassian is mission-critical enterprise software that can be adopted frictionlessly by small companies all the way to enterprise scale. The company's philosophy is not to be cheap, but to deliver exceptional value. Judging by its ever-growing number of customers and how much those customers increase their spend with Atlassian over time, that philosophy is delivering on its promise. Check out the images in the post. Exceptional value delivered results in a business that is resilient to economic shocks, like the one we're living through today. Co-founder Scott Farquhar explained.
Atlassian was a business that was founded in 2001 in the dot-com crash. We went through the 08, 09, you know, financial crisis. A lot of youthful people in the audience here, maybe like, you know, who didn't even have to go through that. Many, some other people in the audience who were quite, they also weathered it like we did. We've seen what that looks like. In 08 and 09, we grew significantly. We wish we grew faster, but we didn't go negative. And it was an opportunity for us to invest in staff. We picked up some of our best staff who are still with us today in that particular time. And the reason I think we can do that is, A, we're very price competitive. B, we almost don't hit on any CIO's radar, right? So when you go top down and say, my expenses in a business, Atlassian, though it's mission critical, like I talked to CFOs, I talked a lot recently, they don't even know like what Atlassian, what they spent with Atlassian because it doesn't reach their budget. So from a trimming spend perspective, we don't hit that. And then lastly, though we've got a lot of stuff collaboration across the entire company, a lot of developers and a lot of software teams use us. And, software teams are not the first thing to get culled in, a macro contraction. You often see that as discretionary marketing spend, sales, and those types of areas. People are loath to cut back on those sort of R&D investments that have taken so long to build up. And so all those areas give me confidence in a macro thing.
After launching its bug tracking and agile product management tool, Jira, in 2002, Atlassian kept solving customer problems and today sells a growing list of software products across three interconnected markets. First, agile and DevOps. Agile is the term for iterative, continuously deployed software, in contrast with the waterfall method of software development that is slower to build and adapt. DevOps is the combination of software development and IT operations. With software eating the world and every company becoming a software company, demand for these tools will continue to grow. The second one is IT service management, tools for IT managers, helping them with requests such as, I need a new laptop, or why is our server down? This sounds simple, but as companies scale and have thousands of IT components they need to manage, devices, databases, API calls, cloud instances, etc., with all of their associated dependencies, ITSM software becomes increasingly important. The 800-pound gorilla in the space, ServiceNow, is aimed at high-spending enterprise customers. Atlassian, on the other hand, pursues a strategy of inexpensive, low-friction bottom-up adoption. Finally, work management. Collaboration software for technical and non-technical teams to discuss, organize, and complete work together. Atlassian has built an exceptionally efficient sales funnel. Most customers land on its website, start on a free tier, and then adopt a paid plan. Over time, they spend more with Atlassian by growing the number of users, adopting more products, and using one of the thousands of apps on Atlassian's App Store. This efficiency means Atlassian invests the least in sales and marketing of any enterprise software company, and the most in R&D, while delivering mouth-watering free cash flow margins of over 30%. Higher R&D spend should translate into more innovation over time, feeding Atlassian's sales machine. As a strategy, it's hard to beat. Given the vast proliferation of software tools and SaaS applications used by corporations today, a theme repeated over and over in Atlassian's keynotes, the company is positioning itself as a neutral coordinator of all the tools, not as a vendor that seeks to be a one-size-fits-all. Atlassian's Investor Day was held during its Team 22 user conference held in Las Vegas, where it made two important announcements, the launch of Atlas and Compass. Compass is a catalog of all the pieces of software running inside the enterprise, including their security requirements and approvals, the teams working on each component, who is on call to deal with any problems, and more. Atlas is a work directory that weaves together people and the work that is getting done, whether it's on Atlassian's own tools like Jira, Trello, and Confluence, or in external tools like Asana. Atlas has a Twitter-like feed for work, complete with Twitter's 280-character limit to encourage brief updates. This is where Atlassian is walking a fine line. While it's telling customers, "We are not a Swiss Army knife, you can use the best tools for the job," it's also saying, "Here, we built a great tool for this job." The key is that said tool is always optional. The customer chooses whether to pick Atlassian's solution or anything else. Atlassian's integrations keep the customer firmly in the driver's seat. Atlassian believes it's still quite early in its corporate journey. The company has 226,000 customers from a universe of 800,000 possible customers with technical teams and 2.2 million companies globally with 10 or more knowledge workers. Ultimately, though, the prize is quite larger, the over 1 billion knowledge workers worldwide. In dollar terms, Atlassian's $2.7 billion in expected revenues this year are a fraction of a growing $176 billion worldwide market. The flywheel that Atlassian built, build great products, keep prices low, sell to anyone online, make money to build more great products, has amplified its ambitions. Without giving investors a specific time frame, the company said it has line of sight to more than triple that revenue number, to $10 billion in the coming years. This will require heavy investment in hiring, 25,000 new Atlassians, with the resulting lower operating margins in the interim. This is the capacity to suffer that few companies have. Of those that do, most, like Atlassian, are founder-led. Towards the end of the Investor Day, co-founder Mike Cannon-Brookes served up the best explanation of this expanding vision.
I just want to be clear on the first section of Scott's reply there. That $10 billion number that's in the paper, that's a number we have clear line of sight to, firstly. Secondly, that's entirely organic using the current products and the current markets. It's not dependent on entering any new markets. It's not dependent on any inorganic activities. That is organic line of sight with the current products. On the last question, I think one way to phrase this may be helpful. You don't want to invest in growth companies. You want to invest in companies that are growing their ambition. Atlassian has a 20-year track record of growing our ambition of what we're going after. And I think people will look back on this particular time as a time where we've greatly increased that ambition because of the opportunity that's in front of us, right? The ambition is going after the opportunity that we clearly see in our customers and our ability to do that with the platform, Team Anywhere, everything else we've put into this paper. But it's really important to note that our ambition is growing here for the current markets and opportunities that we have. And we're going to play offense to go after that, which is exactly what we're telegraphing here.
This phrase by Cannon-Brookes, "You want to invest in companies that are growing their ambition," is obviously a pitch for investing in Atlassian, but it's empirically true as well. In a world dominated by power laws, very few companies become outliers and deliver the bulk of investment returns over long periods of time. The only way to be an outlier is to have growing ambitions. This is why investing in companies with enormous markets and the ambition to tackle them is important. This is why we look for empire builders, and this is why we're invested in Atlassian.
Thank you for listening to Increasing Returns by Heller House. For more information on what we discussed in this episode, check out the show notes. If you like this episode, please consider rating it on iTunes and leaving a review. This helps others find the show. We'll see you next time.